Tim, we sat down like the rest of the world, I suspect, and watched what's going on over in India. And it is, it's a heartbreaking situation. And from personal experience, the closest we can relate is the cricketers at the moment who are over there playing in the IPL, unless you've got family over there in India. And Adam Zampa was one of those. He was playing for the Royal Challengers Bangalore and made the decision to get home earlier. And it was, in the end, one of the wiser decisions. And to try and get some sort of perspective, we've been fortunate enough for Adam to join us. Adam, welcome to the program. We can't imagine what the situation is like over in India.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a bit of a weird one, to be honest with you. Like, as you said, it's heartbreaking. The situation's dire. Staying in Mumbai for a week of it, one of the busiest cities in the world, which was in lockdown, was so bizarre to see. Obviously, we were there watching on the news as well. So, totally heartbreaking situation. We're thinking about the people over there every day, to be honest with you.
Adam, I know you're back in Australia, so I understand sort of the answer to this question, but how threatened did you feel in the time that you were in India, even though you were in that bubble?
I didn't think that I was going to get the virus. I made some comments last week about the bubble being vulnerable, and I just felt like it was vulnerable because of the amount of cases that were popping up every day in India. The virus is in the air and all those things. So that's why I felt like it could be vulnerable. Not at any time did I think I was going to get the virus. The bubble felt really secure. Like RCB, the medics at RCB did a great job to make us feel like it was secure. We're getting COVID tests every second day, so they were doing all the right things. But just the amount of cases was what was playing in my mind. And in India too, you assume that they only have a certain amount of resources yep. there to do a certain amount of tests every day. So once you turn 350 to 380,000 cases a day into reality, which is probably, double that, maybe more. So it's a lot of cases of the virus.
How difficult was it for you to get home?
Kane and I has obviously been in the news a lot recently about how we got home and that Doha flight. So basically, as soon as we made the decision to leave, we told Simon Cage, who's the RCB coach, and he was fully supportive of it. And then we just spoke to the RCB management about getting us home. They had booked through a affiliated travel agent. We got the itinerary. I got it on my Qantas app. So we just followed the itinerary and that's basically as in-depth as it goes.
Okay, so you didn't have to quarantine in Doha, did you? You came straight to Australia, but you're in quarantine now, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm in quarantine in Melbourne at the moment. So yeah, no quarantine in Doha. It wasn't against the rules and we did it to fly through Doha.
Adam, is it a question that the players think about, and how do they reconcile playing cricket in an IPL, making lots of money, and then the situation outside the gates are unfolding? Is that a question that they've had to ask themselves whilst over there throughout this time?
Yeah, I think so. And there's probably sides to both arguments. Like when you think about it, a lot of people have come out and said that it's good reprieve for the Indian population to be able to watch the cricket at night time. That's going to be a different answer for so many families over there. And then on the other side of things too, does having the IPL on also create opportunity and jobs for Indians? Little things like that would obviously make a difference as well. So I don't know. The IPL franchises have come out and donated a lot of money. So would they be able to donate that amount of money if the IPL didn't go ahead? So there's a lot of questions that you could ask around that. But for me personally, the answer was I was turning up to training and just feeling like everything that was going on outside the bubble just made it really hard for me to stay motivated.
I could imagine. Yeah. Does Cricket Australia have an obligation to help if there is going to be an issue in getting some of these players back? Given that this is a personal choice from the players, an individual choice where they go and elect to play, and it's outside of the Cricket Australia bubble.
I think Cricket Australia won't put the players first over the rest of the Australian population over there. I think that's probably the first thing. They'll be doing everything they can to get the players home, but I don't think the players will get any extra exemptions or anything like that, if that's what you're asking. Hopefully by that time, the government have looked at the new rule that they've got in place, and the repatriation flights do restart, so then everyone can get home. But yeah, I don't see the players getting anything special, that's for sure.
Talking Adam Zampa, who's returned to Australia after playing in the IPL. We pick up the paper today, the Melbourne paper here, and Pat Cummins is on the back page. He's still over there. Have you had contact with some of these Australian players that are still playing over there, Adam?
I have, yeah. Obviously, we were part of the RCB, so Dan Christian's over there. We've been speaking to him regularly about the situation, so... Yeah, obviously they found out about the game. I think RCB were meant to be part of the game last night. They got postponed. So, we were in contact with some of the players yesterday afternoon.
How's their state of mind? Are they starting to get more agitated by the situation now?
Oh, honestly, I think they are, yeah. I think the agitation probably revolves around getting home or getting to the next destination. I think the general feel is that, the IPL will still go ahead and everything like that. I just think it's playing a waiting game and hoping all the players are safe, firstly. I kind of sense a little bit more agitation than I did a couple of weeks ago.
Adam, thanks for joining us. You got 2 weeks in Melbourne. Is that how long's the quarantine?
I've got 10 days left, mate.
In a hotel?
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself busy or entertained? What can you do for 9 days in quarantine? We can't imagine what that'd be like.
I've done this is the third time now, so I've found that just getting in a good routine gets you through. It doesn't have to be the best routine, but it has to be some sort of routine. Like sometime throughout the day, I'll make a couple of coffees and do a Sudoku or pretend to watch the news or something like that, but it's just getting a routine.
Hey, we appreciate you giving us an insight. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Adam's
thanks, Adam.